Free Fall by John Frankham. The recording of this book has been made by a kind donation from Mrs. Greta Slammon, in memory of her wonderful husband, Charles Slammon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. The house stood on its own, surrounded by 3 acres of land. It was going to be very beautiful when all the building work was finished, so he'd been told. All the original features would be restored inside. The grand staircase, the library panelling, and the Victorian stained glass. In time, the gardens, too, would be returned to their original glory. The lake would be dredged, and the apple orchard replanted. It would be turned into a paradise. But who for? For him and her? He couldn't bear the thought. He'd spoil it if he could. The scaffolding on the back of the house went all the way up to the roof. It was a heck of a view from up here. Not that he cared about that. All he cared about was how hard the paving stones were below and what a mess a body would make when it went splat. They could scrub all they liked, but they'd never get rid of the stain he'd leave behind in their paradise. Every day they'd look out of the window and see the spot where he died. On their sweet little trips to the orchard, or carrying picnic baskets to the lake, they'd have to sidestep his ghost. He liked the thought of that. But first of all, he had to have a witness. And there he was. It would have been better if it was her, but now might be his only chance.